The Law of Attraction, Monday, May 11th.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I hope everyone's excited because this is a whole month that we're going to do the Law of Attraction. And in 21 days, we're doing an experiment with this thing called the Law of Attraction. We've put out our desires and they must manifest and come back to us in 21 days. And we're using the idea of the chicken and the egg because it takes 21 days for an egg to hatch into a peak. The gestation period is 21 days. They use this quite frequently throughout everything, by the way, the idea of the 21 days to change your mind or to change a habit or to change anything. But it's always based on the idea of the egg. So we want to talk a minute about that little egg and so forth and make sure that you people took good care of your egg all week. Did you roll it and did you water it? Did you visualize what your desire was? What is going on inside of that egg? That is your job to do that for yourself during the week. And then when we're here in class, we're going to put more power inside of your egg. Everyone has an egg. And that power, the same power, is for everybody. You see, just because everyone has an egg doesn't mean that the power is going to be diminished in any way. That power is going to be mighty in every one of those eggs. So we want to remember that part of it, that it is a force that's going on, and we're able to see inside of that egg and know that something is happening with that. So, with that said, will you turn to the person and say, I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
I think, I feel, I see my desires now.
And I think, and I feel, and I see my desire now. Very important. You have to think about your desire. You have to come up with a feeling of that desire, and you must visualize that coming in to your life. So it's all that whole idea of ask, believe, and receive. Ask, believe, and receive. So we're using this whole thing called the Law of Attraction. You have to realize that there is a law out in the universe, but it's an immutable law. And what you think about, you bring about. What you feel, what you can put your intention behind, what you can come up with excitement, enthusiasm, is a vibrational field that is set up that vibrates out and it matches what's going on and it brings that back. That's the idea of birds of a feather flock together. So, another little thing about the egg. Many times this experiment with the egg is given to people in high schools and so forth, to show them how they must care for a child. And you must take care of this egg for 1 week. You must take it with you everywhere. And you must bring it back in a week's time. Which is very difficult for some people to do because they forget their egg. They put it down someplace on the table and it rolls off the table and it smashes. It does all that. So, with this desire that you've put inside of your egg, you have to take care of it. And what many people do, they forget the egg. They don't turn the egg. Remember, the egg has to be turned. Or the chicken, the little peep, will not hatch. And it has to be watered. It has to be tended to. And that's what we don't do. We get a desire. And then we either forget that desire or we don't think about it enough. So it can't manifest for you. You must put the power. You must make an outline. It's making an outline so that something can hang from that. Call it a framework if you wish, if you don't like the word outline. But you must come up with the framework. The universe will fill that in. It's the whole idea of the cookie cutter. You must furnish the cutter. The dough is already there. The dough is the universe itself. You must make the cookie cutter into the shape that you want that dough to take. That's what you do with God. You make God into anything that you want. You see, that's why I think that God is such an absolutely wonderful idea. God is the only thing that I know in the universe that is so nice, so polite, that it will take any shape that you want. Any shape you want it to, God doesn't say, no, I'm not going to be that for you. Oh, no, I don't like that. God says, oh, if that's what you want, I'll take that shape. I'll do that for you. Oh, I'll become that for you. Do you know anything else that can do that? Have you ever tried to do that with another person? Shape them into something you wanted? They will not do, will they? They will not take that shape. But God will take any shape, any form that you want it to take. So you must use your mind. You must use that power in your brain to come up with the mold, to come up with the framework, to come up with the cookie cutter. That is all your job is. And then you allow the universe to fill that in. So how do you do that? You do that with your thinking. You do that with your feeling. And of course you do that with your belief. It's always going to be about building a belief. Your belief. Your belief about what? Well, your belief about God and this thing called the law of attraction. If you don't believe that there's an immutable law going on out there, it's not going to happen for you. You see, you'll never be able to see the law. You only ever see the effects from the law. And you will never be able to see God. No man has ever seen the face of God, and no man will ever see the face of God, because God does not have a face. If you want to see the face of God, look in a mirror, and you will see the face of God. We each are the face of God, but we don't see this thing, this power. We see the effects of it. So that's what we are working with in the 21 days. We are building our belief that we can have what we want. Why? Because we know that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. And we matter so much of this thing called God that God wants to give to us our desires. You have to realize that God did not put you on this plane of action and then neglect you in any way. You see, you were put here to make these things come true. Why? To prove that you have a creative ability in you. To prove that you are one with this thing called God. That you have the same qualities of God and the same ability to create. The same ability to create. God started with what? An idea. An idea. And this whole universe was born. And we, as human beings, were born through the same process. But in all the process, we did not lose our innate, natural ability to create. The world would like to tell you that that cannot be done. The world would like to tell you that you're separated from this thing called God. You are not separated from this thing called God. There is no way that you could ever be separated from this thing called God. The other thing you must remember is that there is only one power in the universe, and that power is a power for good. And that power is now operating in, as, and through you, and wants to give you what your desire is. This thing called God has already gone to work to manifest what's inside of your egg. This is what you have to know. If a chicken, a little peep, can come from inside of an egg, nothing is added. Everything is already there. This is why so many people think that they need something to make this work. You don't need anything to make this work. Everything is already there. Everything is already there. Nothing ever has to be added to you to make this work. You're whole, you're complete, and you're perfect, just the way you are. So what has to be done in order for it to be working? In order for it to work. If nothing needs to be added, what has to happen? Something has to be taken away. Something has to be taken away. And what has to be taken away is your idea that it cannot work. That is what needs to be taken away. What needs to be taken away is all the negations that go inside your mind. What are you thinking? Are you thinking that this is going to work? Or do you have any doubts whatsoever? You see, it's the doubts that need to be taken away. I often tell people, do not have faith in God. Have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. God knows perfectly well how to create something. Now, if you say to yourself, I am one with this power, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, then you must know that you have the ability to create something by merely thinking about it, by generating a feeling, and by using this imagination to visualize what it is. Three steps, three things to do. Then you let that go. You let that go. So, would everyone close their eyes for just a moment? Visualize your egg. Visualize that desire that you put inside of that egg. And as you're visualizing, I am going to do some tweaking so that as you hear any of these things that make sense to you, remove them from your mind. And what do I mean by that? On your cards, you wrote exactly what you wanted. And I want to tell you, years ago, I used to start out my talks with, what I'm saying here today is not necessarily the opinions of the management. But I'm going to tell you that the cards that I read, the cards that I'm working on, the management is very pleased with. No one has asked for anything that is outrageous. No one. You ask for things that you wanted. You ask for things that you desired. You ask for things that you need. So, here's what we're going to do. As you're sitting there, thinking of what you wrote, if you happen to have written down, I want a great deal of money. I want a great deal of health. I want a great deal of anything. If I said to you, I want a great deal, you would ask me to explain that. We are talking to God. We're talking to God as intelligence. But remember, God doesn't know the difference between big and small. God doesn't know what a great deal is. Only you know what a great deal is. So what is a great deal to you? Is it $1 million? Is it $1 billion? Is it $100? Come to some conclusion. Don't write a great deal of something. That is not the best way to manifest something. Here's exactly what I want. I want $1 million. Here's exactly what I want. I want to lose 36 pounds. So, if you have in your mind a great deal, or lots of, change that. What is a lot of? A lot is different to everybody. So, you say, I want exactly this, not a lot of. I want a lot of love. Well, a lot of love mean you mean. What is a lot of love? What is a lot of money? A lot of money to some people may be $100. So if you have a lot in your mind, be specific of what you mean by that. Of what you mean by that. Try to use your things by saying, I make, I have, I feel. People want, in relationships and so forth, they want a specific type person. Instead of asking for a specific type person, see yourself in a loving, caring, sharing relationship. See yourself in a loving, caring, sharing relationship. What you want is the love and the caring and the sharing. Don't put a face on that and say it has to come from Tom or Mary. You see? See what you want, not what is. See what you want, not what is going on around you, not what is in your present life, not what reality is throwing up to you. See what you want, not what is. If you're treating for health, know that you already have health, because the health of God is running through you right here and right now. The only health there is the health of God. There is not the opposite of sickness. There is no source in this universe for sickness. There is only a source for wellness. And when we experience sickness, it's because we have changed our mind and we think that there are two powers going on and we have entered the land of duality. Don't do that to yourself. Know that you are one with God and that is going through you right here and right now, and yet you have the health of God. Know perfectly well that this law of attraction works, and it's going through your egg right now. And don't worry about that. If you're thinking about money and you want lots of money, how much money is that again? What you really want is security. You want money to share and to spare. And with weight and losing weight, know that you're already at your perfect weight. That you are losing nothing. Know that weight does not keep you down. That nothing weighs you down. That this wonderful body of yours knows how to shed that. Know that it is no longer necessary to be overweight. Know that putting on weight is a way of insulating yourself from not only the world, but from your own feelings. So now have the courage to experience your feelings. And with that, watch your body return to its perfect weight. Always remember, with anything, if you're working with people, that it's always God meeting God. You are not meeting Henry. You're not meeting Mary. You are always meeting God. Use this with meetings. You're always going to meet God. So know that this, you have now tweaked, you have rolled your egg, you have watered your egg, you have tweaked your desire so that this universe knows exactly what you want. You can open your eyes now. And now I want you to look at each other and just say silently, your desire is done. Your desire is done. Share that. Let other people know. And as you do that, you see you build up a wonderful energy field, a wonderful feeling. So we want to use feeling. We want to get excited. We want to see ourselves at the end of the journey. We want to see how does it feel to have accomplished this. You have to live in the demonstration. You have to live at the end result. You always live at the level of your demonstration. Now, it takes 21 days. You will learn to be able to do this quicker and quicker. But you have to, as soon as you know your desire, you have to know that it's done for you. Then you get excited about that. And give thanks that it is already done. I want to read something. I got this little newsletter from Rhoda. And it's here. What's between you and your goal? Do you know how to keep your eye on your goal even when you can't see it? You see, you cannot see the end result. But you have to keep your eye there anyway. Florence Chadwick was an ace swimmer. She set a world's record in 1950 when she swam across the English Channel from France in 10 hours and 20 minutes. The following year, she swam from England to France and made history as the first woman to swim the Channel from both directions. But in 1952, Florence learned a powerful lesson when she decided to swim 26 miles between Catalina Island and Palos Verdes, California. The water was frigid that day and sharks trailed her. But these factors didn't diminish Florence's resolve. Something else did. After 15 hours of swimming in rough waters, there was no sign of the coastline. There was no sign of anything because fog had shrouded the area. With her goal out of sight, Florence lost the desire to continue and climbed aboard the escort boat, not realizing that she was less than a half a mile from shore. When asked why she decided to stop, she explained, "It was the fog. If I could have seen land, I would have finished. But when you can't see your goal, you lose all sense of progress and you begin to give up." This setback was a setback for a comeback, however. A few months later, Florence made another attempt to swim the same waters. The same thick fog set in, but this time she kept an image of the shoreline in her mind and her goal clearly in sight. Florence swam into a new world record. Something to remember when shark-infested waters are between you and your goal, or at least it seems that. You must visualize. You must visualize. You must see the shoreline, even in the fog. Use this wonderful power of visualization. Use it constantly. See the end result. This is exactly what I want. Then start to live that way. Start to make that so. This is how it's done. So each day when you look at your rig, when you hold your rig, when you're turning your rig, keep tweaking it. Keep seeing the end result. See the shoreline. You see. This is why people have so many problems with the idea of God and with this idea of the law of attraction, because you cannot see it. You can only see the effects of it. You see. But when you see the effect of something, then you start to believe in it. No one sees wind, but you see the effect. If it blows down a tree, you know, oh, it was wind. Therefore, you believe in wind. So believe in this law of attraction. Use it each and every day. Keep tweaking your desire by thinking more about it, by developing a feeling about it, a feeling of excitement. How will I feel when this is accomplished? Will I sit up tall? Will my head look better? Will I walk differently? Will I talk differently? This is how you use this. Must always be done with the head and the heart, thinking and feeling. And then add visualization. Add your imagination and see the universe, or this thing called God, filling in your framework, filling up your egg from that one little nothingness till it takes form and lives among you. This is how you'll do it, and it will work for you. So, back to the idea of becoming a witness to our own thinking. The only reason why we don't get what we want in life is because we do not think that we can have it. So we must watch what our mind is saying to us. I'll tell you a cute story on myself, as usual. The young man that lives in our complex where I live, who's a plumber, and I had him in about a year ago to fix some plumbing. He's never sent me a bill. So one day I said to him, ran into him and I asked him about the bill, and he said, "Oh, don't worry about it." Then I ran into him again and he said, "Well, I'm still looking for a little part for you." But he said, "That's all right." And each time he would say this, I thought, "Oh, good. I don't have to pay this bill. This is wonderful. Boy, I'm saving money. This is prosperity and abundance. Boy, oh boy." So I ran into him in the laundry room and he said to me, "Oh, I'm just about ready to get this valve for you, whatever he needs to complete the work." And I said, "Oh." And he said, "You know, and times are bad and I've lost clients and I did this and I something about the money." And I said, "Oh yes, hard on everyone." I said, "That's all right. Don't bother to send me a bill. I don't have the money right now anyway." And I walked on. That morning I was showering and that came through my head. "I don't have the money?" I said to myself, "Well, I most certainly do have the money. What am I doing? I'm playing a game here. I'm telling my mind I don't have the money. Not that I'm trying to stiff this young man, but I really didn't want to pay him. I wanted to keep that." That was greedy. As soon as I showered and dried off, I sat down on my desk, I wrote a check, I put it in an envelope, and I took it right over and stuck it on his door. The plumbing is not done. He has not said he's received a check. But I gave him the money. Why? I have to do that for my own thinking, you see. That was my mind saying that. You see? You have to remain current in your life. You have to be current. You have to be present. You have to hear what the mind is saying, the tricks it is playing on you, and you have to be able to do something about it. So to stop that, I immediately paid the bill so that I told my mind, "I do have the money to pay this. I'm an honorable person. Remember my affirmation, I pay all my bills on or before time? If I don't do it, the affirmation doesn't work." You see, when you make an affirmation, "I want health," then you have to do something about that. You have to do something about that. "I want money." Remember, if you want money, did you save a nickel this week? Did you put a nickel away this week? You have to show the universe that you mean business. You don't have to put large sums of money away, but you have to put something away. so that you're building a prosperity consciousness. Your health. I think I'll eat an apple instead of a donut. So you must do something to show the universe, to show your mind that you are serious about that. Each time you do not live up to a commitment that you have made to yourself, you have damaged yourself. You have damaged yourself. If I say to myself, I'm going to take my body for a walk, and then I don't do that, I do damage to myself. So when I tell myself I'm going to do something, I do it. I do it. This is building a consciousness. This is building a mind so that you can use that mind to bring into your life what you want. I cannot bring prosperity into my life and say that somebody else owes me money and expect them to pay me if I don't pay the plumber. And so many people think, oh, I can get away without doing that, I can get away without. You cannot get away without doing anything. You must do it. You must do it. I have people come to me, creative people, lots of creative people. One particular one wants to be a writer. I say, did you write anything today? And no, I didn't get around to it. Then you're not a writer. Did you write one sentence? Can you write one sentence a day? Well, I think I can do that. Then do one sentence a day. That's how you become a writer. You must take a step. You must do one thing. You must do one thing. So what is it that you can do, one little tiny thing for your egg? Doesn't have to be big. You can start a prosperity consciousness by saving a penny. By saving a penny. Remember, pennies grow into dollars and dollars grow into other things. But you have to be able to say, I'm a saver, before you can be a spender. Learn to save. Learn with your health. Learn with your love affairs, whatever. You're creative. If you're going to do something, then start doing it. Start doing it. Don't just sit around doing nothing. You must help. God helps those who help themselves. You must build a consciousness around that so that you know who you are, so that you can be proud of yourself. See, we always think we're getting away with that. Well, no one knows I didn't take the walk. You know you didn't take the walk. You know you didn't take the walk. See, I don't tell my body I'm going to do something for it and then not do it. I postpone it sometimes for hours. But then I get up and do it. I get up and do it. So that my mind knows when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. This is what I'm going to do today. Then you do that. But don't sabotage yourself by thinking that you have to do something monumental or that you have to do 1,000 things during the day. Start off doing one thing that you've wanted to do. And you'll see how fast that will build and become very easy for you. The mind loves to keep you from not doing things. Your mind always wants to keep you in the place where you are because that's very comfortable. So you must say, oh, I can break out of that comfort zone and I can become what I want to be and I can do what I want to do. and then you do that. You use that. How many people here have computers? How many people here know everything that that computer can do? You see, we all have a computer, but we don't use it to its fullest capacity. We have a mind that we do not use to its fullest capacity. Start to reprogram your mind. Start to put new programs in there and learn how to use them. Use that same idea with this thing called God. Think of God as a big computer in the sky. Every program is in that computer, ready to work for you. You just don't know how to make it work. But it's already there. You, how many times in your life have you said, "Oh, God is mighty. God can do this. God can do that." Now you have to say, "God can do everything, and I know how to make it work. I know which button to press. I know that within 21 days, what I ask for, I shall receive." It's having faith. It's having a belief. It's building a belief system. So this thing called God, this big computer in the sky, also has going for it this thing called the law of attraction. By the way, God has to use the law of attraction just like everybody else. You see, it's God as the law of attraction. God works through the law of attraction. So we learn to use this law of attraction. And we do that by using our minds, by using our feelings, by setting up a vibration of excitement, a vibration of fulfillment, a vibration of gratefulness. So, it comes back to us. Has anyone seen The Fantastics? Very old musical. One of the songs in the Fantastics is, "Plant a radish, get a radish every time." You see, that's what you're doing. That's what the law of attraction is about. What you put into it comes back to you. If you put a radish in, you don't get a cucumber back. You get a radish back. So whatever's inside of your egg will come back to you. So this is what you have to believe in. You have to make this work for yourself. Learn to notice the law of attraction in your life all the time. Learn to see it all the time. How many people, you've used this one before, know who's on the other end of the telephone? If you think about somebody and you think about them long enough, do they not call you? And they say, I was just thinking about you. That's the law of attraction. If you think about Harry, Mary doesn't call on the phone. Harry calls on the phone. We use this law all the time. We just don't see it. We don't believe in it. Or we think, oh, well, that's a coincidence, and that's a small thing. You have to start with something small. You have to start with something small. And then you see it. This year I planted my garden. I always plant zinnias. Because I happen to love them. So every morning, I look at the flower bed, and I see all the zinnias in bloom. I see all the zinnias in bloom. Yesterday I went to the garden, all the zinnias were in bloom. But you see, I see them in bloom before they bloom. You have to see it before it happens. The harvest is ready. It's always ready. But you have to see that. You have to see the harvest already. Now you can say with using that, see, I use these things to build up my own belief system. Because somebody goes, oh, well, they would have bloomed anyway. Well, they bloom better because I kept saying that. You see? But it's an amazing thing. I go down the floor. I turn, and there they were. Exactly how I pictured them. Blooming. Do you see that desire you put in your egg already blooming? You have to see it already done. You have to see it already blooming. And then you'll go through an aha moment when it pops up in front of you. When it pops up in front of you, it'll be there. You must do the work, which is not a difficult thing, to visualize what you want in your life. Everything that you've ever brought into your life came into your life because of your thinking, because of the way you were feeling about something. But you don't see that. Now you have to say, ah, I brought that. I created that. If something happens bad, which you consider bad, the first thing out of your mouth is, oh, I expected that. You can expect bad. Why don't you expect good? Why don't you expect good? There's only good in the universe. When you see anything or interpret anything that's not good, it's simply because you have blinders on. You have filtered it through your belief system incorrectly. It's the only thing. Take the filters off. Remove all the doubts that are going on in your mind. Stop believing what the world tells you. And start believing what you want to believe. And start thinking what you want to think. Start doing that for yourself. Get excited. Get excited about this. Say, my goodness, I finally stumbled on to the secret to life. This is the secret to life. You won't have to go through that. Get rid of all the little nits and fleas of life that are out there. I talked to another aunt of mine on Mother's Day, Aunt Gunny. She's 91 years old. At 91, you would think you would have peace of mind. You would think that you figured something out. In this case, nada. Nada at 91. I didn't want to reach 91 and be in that state of mind. You say. Now I had another aunt, Aunt Catherine, 95. She knew the law of attraction. She was the one who said to me, when I said to her, how do you stay? So on top of everything, how do you, she lived by herself. You never seem to be lonely. You never seem to be depressed. You always like everybody. She said, well, Alice, I control my thinking. I control my thinking. So she figured that out. And Gunny hasn't figured out that it's a mental world we live in. Have you figured that out, that it's a mental world we live in? That you can get rid of the nits and fleas of life? That you don't have to go through all these emotional ups and downs? That you do not have to be bitter, mean, hateful, jealous, spiteful? That these characteristics belong to something else? Belong to somebody else? That you do not have to follow suit and say, oh, well, I'm just human, I can feel jealousy. Who wants to sit around feeling jealousy? Who wants to sit around feeling hatred? Wouldn't you much rather sit around feeling secure, peaceful, loving? Feel so much better inside of you. Feel so much better inside of you. And you're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's doing it. We as human beings were not meant to run on negativity. We were not meant to run on negativity. There was a book out years ago. It's probably still on the market. And it's called, You Cannot Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. You can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. Negativity is detrimental to your health, mental and physical and spiritual. And you have a choice. You don't have to think that. Regardless of what the mind wants to tell you, regardless of how many soap operas you watch where they all act the same. And you think, well, that's, oh, look, that's how humans act with each other. They hate. Look at that, they hate each other. Don't hate anybody. That's why you looked around and you blessed all these people tonight and you said, oh, I see your desire fulfilled. I want your desire to be fulfilled. I know your desire can be fulfilled. You see, I know that each and every one of you, your desire can be fulfilled. But do you know it? You have to know it. I'm only putting power behind it. I'm only asking every day that that be done for you. I don't know how to do it. I knew how to do it, my goodness. But I don't know how to do it. But I know that it can be done. And I know where to go to get it done. So each day I look at your cards. I look at your affirmation. I tweak them. I take out all the stuff that's not necessary. And then I say, look, God, this is what I've done. Here, take these and do something with it. These are good people. These are good people. You have to know that you're good people and that you deserve everything. That you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Let's do the matter dance. I thought you were going to get away without it.
Lisa, you have to do it too.
I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. So have fun with this process. Think of your egg, carry your egg, put it someplace nice, light a candle, do something wonderful. Use your imagination. Use this power of visualization. Think. Feel. Feel. Because it's when the head and the heart relate with each other, that you get a demonstration. So learn to think the thought that you want to think, and feel the feeling that you want to feel, and know that this thing called God can do anything, and can do anything for you. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.